Hi there, welcome again to episode 12 of the Healthcare India podcast with me, Dr. Vikram Venkateshwaran. And today I'm coming to you live from the health tech capital of India, which is Bangalore. Over the last 20 years, I think we've seen a significant change in the nature of diseases in India and as well as hospitalization rates in India. And I was just curious, from a market perspective, how that affects the way we should be thinking about our healthcare infrastructure in the future. So today I'm going to focus a lot on hospitalization and how it impacts, how it has changed over the last at least 20 years. So the time period in question is 1995 to 2014. And I'm referring to a study done by Anshul Kastor and Sanjay K. Mohanty, which was published in the NCBI libraries, which is the PubMed Central Library, on this area. And both these researchers are from the Department of Fertility Studies at the International Institute for Population Sciences, Mumbai. And what is interesting about this study is that they look at, they surveyed close to, 1,20,000+65,000 households in 1995 and 2014 respectively. And what has been estimated is that hospitalization rates in India have doubled from almost 1,661 in 1995. This is per lakh population, to almost 3,600 in 2014. So almost you had 1,600 in 1995 and 3,600 roughly in 2014, about per lakh of population. And this is primarily because of not only the nature of what we were hospitalized for. For example, if you look at the demographics of the hospitalization, those below 40 were mostly done for infectious diseases or what we call as communicable diseases. Remember, we're not talking about COVID here. COVID is not taken into consideration because by 2014, we did not have instances of COVID. But children, teenagers, and young adults, mostly infectious diseases, over 40, mostly non-communicable diseases like diabetes, hypertension, etc. The cost for hospitalization has increased by almost 79% during that time. You know, it was roughly around 16,000 rupees per hospitalization in 1995, and today it's close to, I think, around 28 to 29,000 rupees. And the cost for NCD hospitalization, remember, non-communicable diseases or lifestyle diseases, in 2014 stood close to 35,000 rupees. And for communicable diseases, it still remains low at about 16,000 rupees. So what is interesting is that, you know, you have a situation in which the communicable diseases have increased in number, and that's why the cost for hospitalization has gone up significantly, while the infectious diseases, the cost for that per hospitalization is almost held the level since 1995. That talks volumes for how much we have improved as part as infectious diseases are concerned and how much more needs to be done for communicable diseases. For example, for cancer, the cost for hospitalization was almost 80,000 rupees, which is the highest among the NCDs, and followed by, you know, things like cardiac arrest or cardiac problems, where again you had a very high rate of about 60,000 rupees per hospitalization. Most senior citizens, they are suffering more from non-communicable diseases, and that's why the disease burden of India is switching. It's going away from communicable to non-communicable diseases. And almost three-fifths of the cost was due to increase in hospital costs itself, which include infrastructure, maintenance, salaries, etc., etc. And of course, there was a factor of increased demand and hospitalization rates. It's a very interesting study. I think I will share the the data, the link to this study in my in the blog description. And also, I started looking at, you know, how do, when we look at hospital beds, one of the reasons why the hospitalization rates have increased is because we have more beds available. And obviously, you see more number of beds in progressive states as compared to less progressive states, and surprisingly see almost a direct correlation to more hospitalization rates in progressive states versus non-progressive states. So roughly we have about a total of about 70,000 hospitals in India, roughly, you know, split between public sector and private sector. I would say almost 25,000 hospitals belong to the private sector, to the public sector, and almost 40,000-45,000 in the private sector. The public sector hospitals have about 7 lakh odd beds. These includes all the government hospitals where the beds are available. And the private hospital have about 11 lakh beds available. So there's a clear case in which not only the number of hospitals in the private sector are higher, but the bed availability in the private sector is also higher. That shows, that correlates with some of the discussions we had around Ayushman Bharat. I think it was episode 2 or 1, where we talked about how the claims for Ayushman Bharat were more coming from private sector, not public sector. And that's primarily because number of beds, because it's an inpatient insurance scheme, number of beds in the private sector are much higher. What this also tells us is that going forward, we will still see a very high private spending on health. Today, it is estimated that almost 71% of our total health spendings are coming from the out-of-pocket. Of course, this is data taken before Ayushman Bharat. We'll have to see whether Ayushman Bharat changes that, because now the government is spending close to 5 lakh per family for those with a BPL card for any charges for hospitalization. And the very fact that hospitalization accounts for a big share of medical spending, as compared to just consultations with doctors or medicines, it's the hospitalization which causes maximum amount of damage. And one of the attempts we have at Healthcare India is to look at how can we reduce hospitalization rates. This study gives you a very good insight as to why hospitalization rates have been going up in India, and where the money is being spent, and how it is very important for us to reduce that. And that's where preventive health comes in. A lot on that later. Idea was to throw these facts to you, get you excited or depressed, as the case may be. I see a big opportunity for us to invest in the right kind of preventive health systems in order to reduce hospitalization rates. As a matter of fact, you know, I would like to take this pledge that, you know, through my efforts and the efforts of our colleagues and the ecosystem, if we can start reducing hospitalization rates, it'll be of a significant benefit to the Indian economy, especially to individual families. I don't think we are in a position to provide hospitalization beds for everybody. That is changing dramatically, because, you know, our beds per 10,000 population is at 0.5 today, if I look at World Bank figures, significantly higher from 0.43 and 0.4, which used to be there earlier. So the number of beds have increased. The private sector sees a greater incentive in investing in these beds. But I think the biggest incentive for individuals like you is to prevent hospitalization, and you should take measures, whatever you can, to do that. I think genetics has a big role to play in that. I'm doing some experiments, or at least doing some research on my own, on myself in the field of genetics, with one of the partners. When the results come out, I will share them with you. And hopefully that will provide us more insights as to the direction we need to take for healthcare. Till then, keep listening to Healthcare India podcast. Thank you again for your patronage. If you want to get in touch with me, do email me on drvikram@healthcare-in-india.net. Do reach out to me on Twitter on @drvikram. As always, I would love to hear your feedback. If you do have any recommendations or the areas we should be talking about, please do reach out to us. Till then, take care and stay safe.